to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We are back, second hour of this Friday edition on the 28th of July 2006 of the National Intel Report. With me this afternoon, Kurt Nimmo, you and I have never even spoken by phone before, have we?
I called into your show once a couple months ago. Dan, we talked briefly for a couple minutes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, I just pulled up the quotes that they said that the Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon didn't say, and I'll read you the quote that he didn't say. He didn't say, "I want to tell you something very clear. Don't worry about the American pressure on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control America, and the Americans know it." All right, well, how about one from Rabbi Yaakov Perin, and this came out of the New York Daily News on February 28, 1994, on page 6. Go read it for yourself. He says, 1 million Arabs are not worth a Jewish fingernail. By the way, the rest of the quote for Ariel Sharon, he says, our race is the master race. We are divine gods of this planet. We are different from the inferior races, as they are from insects. In fact, compared to our race, other races are beasts and animals, cattle at best. Goyim, folks, I remember the term. Other races are considered as human excrement. Our destiny is to rule over the inferior races. Our earthly kingdom will be ruled by our leader, with a rod of iron. The masses will lick our feet and serve us as our slaves. Well, I don't think so.
You don't hear that on Fox News.
Boy, I'm telling you, you don't. I mean, and you take a look. Kurt, what's fascinating to me is who these people, I mean, everybody that has been a leader of Israel since that country was started in 1948 by England, with the help of the United Nations, and of course the United States is a little bit in there also, but ever since, everybody that has run that country, if you look at them on a clear definition of what a terrorist is, they've all been terrorists.
Yeah, and racist as well.
I mean, you know, I just cannot believe the stupidity of people, and they're really cranking up the heat, Kurt, on the churches. I mean, we've got some character down here in San Antonio, what's his name, the big fat guy that's on TV?
Hagee.
Ah, John Hagee, yes.
Yeah,
started up his own little Israel connection. I forget the organization he put together, but all of these TV evangelists, all these pharmaceutical, I call them, this Judeo-Christendom that they have neatly come up with.
Well, these are pre-trib Christians. They believe in rapture, and they believe that they won't be raptured until there's the kingdom of Israel back in the Holy Land. That's their whole thing. It's a selfish kind of thing on their part.
Well, and I've been as bold as to bring up, and nobody has ever called me anti-Semitic, and especially the ADL, because they don't want to draw attention to me, because I tell them the difference between being so-called Jewish and being a neocon, or better still, a Zionist. They won't touch me with a 10-foot pole. Nobody has ever accused me of being anti-Semitic, because I am not. I no more hate Jews than I do Arabs, any more than I hate Germans or Norwegians or anybody else. But
I wish that was the case with me, because I get it all the time.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm sitting with an angel on my shoulder. Or maybe I don't know what the deal is.
I'm going to have to borrow that angel, John.
Okay, man. I'll tell you what. Take the break. Be back with your phone calls right after this. 800-313-9443.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
By the way, I misquoted. That was actually Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin that said that our race is the master race, divine gods of the planet. And, well, the message, the masses will lick our feet and serve us as our slaves.
He also said that the Arabs are beasts on two legs. That was Begin.
I mean, you want to talk about racism.
Exactly.
This is racism against the entire world.
Well, I hate to say this. It's going to sound terrible, but that's radical Judaism. That's what it is. I mean, you read the Torah, that's what it is. There's a Talmud. I forget which one it is.
Well, it's not. I don't think it's the Torah.
It's the Talmud. It's the Talmud.
I've had Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss that since I did that interview with him. Oh gosh, going back, I would imagine it's been better than 2 years now. Maybe 2 years. This guy has gotten some legs in other American alternative publications, if you will. But their organization, Kurt, the Nutricardi organization, every single year without fail in the streets of New York City and their garb, their traditional garb.
Right.
I mean,
the Hasidic Jews
and with their standard garb. I mean, it's pretty spectacular to see 10,000 of these guys running around with the yarmulkes and the pigtails and the black, and all holding very, very well done, readable, printed signs decrying the fact that Israel is not to be until their Messiah comes.
That's right.
And when I had the rabbi on, I right out of the box, I said to him, I said, well, I don't want to discuss the ideological differences between our faiths. I said, we Christians, we're waiting for the second coming of Christ, and you guys are waiting for the first go-around of the Messiah. I said, aside from that, let's get into this. And it was the most fascinating and one of the most intriguing interviews that I'd ever done, because here was an issue of Judaism and what the Jews have done over all of these years. And they keep decrying the fact that they're always being picked on. Well, if you're a Zionist, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, and you hear that kind of out and out racism, and I'm not a person that uses that term very often, but this is blatant, right in your face, you don't even deserve to be walked on type of racism. Never.
Yeah.
Ever.
They consider the goyim cattle.
It's just absolutely incredible. But yet these guys fall out every year, 10,000 of them. It's a spectacular sight. Not one article is ever done in a newspaper.
Well, God bless them. You know, last night I'll turn on the TV just to get my blood worked up. And are you familiar with Glenn Beck?
Yes.
He was on there, and he had one of those Orthodox Jews on there, and he was saying that exact same thing, that the state of Israel is illegitimate because Messiah has not come back. And Glenn Beck tore him to pieces. He wouldn't let him get a word in edgewise, and then he cut him off at the end when the guy tried to explain. You know, it's just this kind of behavior in the corporate media that it just enrages me.
Well, and not only that, if you notice the format of his program, it's an in-your-face kind of aggressive whatever to begin with. And this is what they're trying to foist on the American people as some sort of aggressive style, in-your-face news reporting, and it's just one-sided.
What's a leftover from this neocon talk radio? It's Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all those guys, and in particular that Michael Savage, Michael Wiener. It's a style, you know, in-your-face style, and it's disgusting.
Well, I mean, if I have to... Geraldo Rivera has been reporting in on this issue, and I am just fascinated. If the American people knew that the kind of bias that this guy carries with him, and when you think of Geraldo Rivera, what do you think of, Kurt, by that name?
What do I think of?
Yeah, what would you say his nationality would be if I told you, I know a gentleman by the name of Geraldo Rivera.
Well, obviously I would think that he's Hispanic.
Well, but his real name is Jerry Rivers, and he's as Jewish as they come.
No kidding.
But this guy has been parading himself for years and years and years. I mean, most of the nation quit listening or watching him when he got down there in the vaults looking
right,
for,
right.
You know, I mean, what a magnanimous, you know, almost end of this career, this guy. But there he is the other night on Bill O'Reilly spouting this stuff, and I'm just looking at him going, okay, Jerry, you know, we hear you. You know, I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. Let's go back to the phones. Melissa in Texas. Hello, Melissa.
Hello, you two.
Hi.
I had an interesting experience last night. I stayed late at a friend's house for supper, and she is a good friend of mine that I've known for 20 years, and she's definitely Christian, who married a Jewish man.
Mm-hmm.
And how they've lived together all these years without conversing about such matters, I don't know, because they really don't know what each other believes. And then to throw another thing into the mix, a fellow who was there doing some work on the house, he also sat in for supper, and he was raised by a Baptist minister.
Oh, this should have been fun.
Oh, my gosh. It was, oh, boy. And, you know, the thing is I really, truly admire the Jewish American man. That, you know, he's just a wonderful, honorable, decent human being who would do anything for anybody. But he told me one time, he says, you can keep your Jesus, I've got my Moses. And I said, well, but he's my Moses too. And, you know, he just was totally shocked that I would say such a thing. He is not. He's a lackadaisical Jew. He doesn't know much about his own teaching.
Well, and the question had been asked over the years, Melissa, is being Jewish, is that a race or is that a religion? You know, and I'm just fascinated because there are secular Jews, And if they're secular Jews and they're not religious, then it must be a race, right? I would think so.
Yeah. Well, he does try to adhere to some. He does go to temples on certain holidays, and he does do the menorah on the holidays, and you know. But he really doesn't know much about anything. And then I've got this. I do not agree with the whole Baptist. There's so many things wrong with the creed of the Baptist religion that I just can't agree with.
Don't get me started on religions today.
Well, true, but but the point I wanted to ask Kurt was, or you, John, because you've been studying this a while. How much did this "We Are God's Chosen People" go into putting Israel in place back in 47, 48? Was that the main reason behind doing it?
The springboard for this was, of course, Hitler, Nazi Germany,
and the Holocaust.
But the Holocaust, Kurt, that drumbeat really didn't come up till a little while later. But they were persecuted. They used that, and that was the impetus to get them their own country. And again, against conservative Hasidic Torah-believing Jews. They'll be the first ones to tell you these guys are crazy. All they're doing is running political stuff.
Well, you realize as well that in the 30s that these radical Zionist adherents to Jabotinsky were trying to make deals with the Nazis to send the Jews to Palestine. And Jabotinsky was a radical Zionist who followed Mussolini. You know, his Betar people, his youth organization was based on Mussolini's youth organization. So these folks are fascists, you know, essentially, and they have no problem dealing with people like the Nazis.
And the birthplace for communism and socialism can be traced back to Jews.
Yeah,
I mean, this is absolutely fascinating. I mean, I picked up a copy. A friend of mine has gotten me a subscription to their Jewish newspaper that's printed out of New Jersey, the Forward. And I picked up a copy of it, and my eyes about fell out of my head, and I looked at them. They were talking about socialism, and they admitted that they were the driving force behind socialism.
Well, labor Zionism is socialism. The whole thing of the kibbutzim and all that is socialism.
Which is anti-anything that we would think about America. You know, we're not supposed to be socialist. We're not supposed to be communist, even though that, you know, and I've been talking to a lot of people in the last several days about the 60s and how this country was turned, not only the black population, but also the white population in this country. There was common threads there, drugs and you name it. But, you know, we had the white kids running around with their flowing long hair, love, peace and dope. And why are you putting up a fence? That's my property as well. You know, and it's like, wait a minute here. You know, I mean, think about what you're actually saying here. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Melissa, thank you for your call.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, and good luck with your crowd of friends there. I'll tell you what, I'd leave the alcohol out of that little gathering the next time. What do they say?
John, I just wanted to interject that I have no problem with Judaism and even or secular Jews. But it's this attitude of racial domination that is really
supremacy.
At the core of the supremacy. We don't tolerate the Ku Klux Klan. We don't tolerate black nationalists who hate white people. Why should we tolerate Jews who hate Goyim?
That hate America. But here's my problem, and I'm with you. I don't care if somebody's Jewish. I don't care if they're a secular Jew or, you know, they're practicing. I don't care. But when you come to a country, and this is really my big beef, when you come to a country, you're supposed to assimilate into their culture, accept their cultural norms and whatever. But these groups have been working overtime to literally change the political face of this country.
Yeah.
That's what I have a real problem with. And the conservative Hasidic Jews will be the first ones to tell you, look, we love it here in America. It's a great opportunity. There's freedom.
They have religious freedom here.
They have religious freedom. They're able to conduct business and contract unimpeded. They just absolutely love it. And they'll be the first ones to tell you, no, we're not here to socially re-engineer America. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
All right, we are back. Let's go right back to the telephones on this Friday. TJ in Minnesota. Hello, TJ.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you fine.
The website of AmericansNew.com has a very excellent two-page succinct history of the Israeli-Palestine conflict that you could read to your listeners and cut to the quick and clear up the plethora of ignorance that's out there, and there's a lot of it. And
give me the website again.
If AmericansNew.com
okay.
/history. It's only two pages, and it takes it from 1850 right up to now, and it is very easy reading. It is very easy to understand. It is very easy to realize what you and I already know, that the Israelis, the Zionist Israel nation, will take anything they can get their hands on when it comes to real estate. But this is historically accurate. If you, at your convenience, check it out, I think your readers would appreciate it, and they'll get over a lot of their stigmas that have been planted in there.
Okay, that website, ifamericansnew.com?
Yes, ifamericansnew.com. That's Americans, plural. /history. And there, the title of the article, a synopsis of the Israel-Palestine conflict from 1850 to today. I just printed this a couple days ago. It's really excellent and so easy to understand. and it goes through the Yom Kippur War, and on the second page, the first page, it's really enlightening if people don't. A lot of people are stigmatized by religious indoctrination. They think, well, they've been fighting there since time began. This is not what this is about. This is simply land grabbing by illegitimate settlers, a.k.a. the Zionists, that planted themselves there back in the late 1800s and says, hey, let's take this. They actually tried to colonize part of Palestine, and those people were so easy to go along with that things started happening, not to their choosing, and that's when the fighting began. But anyhow, you can read it, and you decide, John, because it's really an excellent two-page brief on the whole thing.
I am looking at it right now as we speak, and on their front page they have color graphs, and I'll just run through them quickly. Israeli and Palestinian children killed since September 29th of 2000 alone, 121 Israeli children, 763 Palestinian children. Israeli and Palestinians killed altogether since the since 29 September 2000, 1,084 Israelis killed, 4,126 have been killed. Israeli and Palestinians injured since September 29, 2000, 7,633 Israelis and 30,563 Palestinians. Yeah, here's a good one. Daily U.S. assistance to Israel and the Palestinians, the U.S. gives per day, not per month, per week, per year, per day, $15,139,178 per day to the Israeli government and their military, and $232,000 a day to the Palestinian non-governmental organizations. UN resolutions targeting Israel and the Palestinian government, rather. Israel has been targeted by at least 65 UN resolutions. Palestinians have been targeted by zero. Here's another one. Political prisoners and detainees. One Israeli is being held prisoner by the Palestinians, while 9,599 Palestinians are currently imprisoned by Israel. Demolitions of Israel and Palestinian homes. You're going to like this one. Zero Israeli homes have been demolished by Palestinians, and 4,170 Palestinian homes have been demolished by Israel since September 29th, 2000. Israeli and Palestinian unemployment rates. The Israeli unemployment rate, 8.9%. Unemployment rate in Palestine, somewhere around 30%. New settlements built, by the way, since March of 2001 through July of 2003, 60 new Jewish settlements, Jewish-only settlements, have been built on confiscated Palestinian land between March of 2001 and July 11th, 2003. There have been zero cases of Palestinians confiscating Israeli land and building settlements.
You know, John, it's even worse because in 1948, when Israel ran 800,000 Palestinians out of Palestine, a lot of them went to Lebanon, and as a matter of fact, the first invasion in 78 of Lebanon was particularly because of the PLO was there. They carpet-bombed refugee camps, killing thousands of people. So it wasn't bad enough that they ran them off their land. As well, they had to chase them down and kill them. It's crazy.
It is absolutely nuts. We're coming up on a break in about a minute. We've got loaded phones here, and when we get back from the break, we'll take care of all of your phone calls. And what a way to end up the week, Kurt. We're looking at the possibility of maybe World War III. Some are calling it World War IV.
That's what the neocons call it.
But
you know, John, in the coming, it's going to get even crazier because now that they have all the guests that were in, or the tourists that were in Lebanon leaving, they've got a free hand to bomb the dickens out of the place.
All right, we'll take the break here. We'll be back. By the way, I got one more graph to tell you about. And this was a study that was done from January 1st of 2004 to December 31st, 2004. I'll tell you about that as soon as we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
230 years ago, our country declared its independence from the British Crown. One of the main issues was taxation without representation. Now, Aaron Russo's new film, America, Freedom to Fascism, exposes startling information on taxation, the Federal Reserve System, and the possibility that our children and grandchildren will be microchipped like cattle. Joseph Bannister, a former criminal investigator for the IRS, will tell you his shocking story. Hear what former Congressman Ron Paul says about the coming police state. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans Police Department went from house to house, confiscating firearms from law-abiding citizens just when they needed them the most to protect their property and their very lives. Find out more by going to www.freedomtofascism.com. Then, check the local listings for showings in your area. America, Freedom to Fascism opens Friday, July 28th in theaters near you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Tell you what, I was going to do a few more excerpts here off of Americans New, but folks, you need to go to the site yourself and look at this. There's absolutely tons and tons and tons of information on this website. And it basically centers around how the news media is slanted. And I guess we have to invent a new word over the word slanted, because this goes beyond biased. Even the AP, Allison Weir of If Americans Knew, there was a shooting of a Palestinian boy that the Associated Press, they got rid of the video. And they sat on the thing, said that, well, their official response is we declined to respond. And the video actually shows a Palestinian boy being gut shot. And folks, I don't know about you, but if I'm going to get shot, give it a headshot, make it quick. One of the worst ways to die is to get gut shot. But they took this off of the webs, took it out of their news organizations. You can still see the clip. It is on ifamericansknew.com.
You know, John, if it wasn't for the Internet, we wouldn't know any of this stuff.
Well, and that's why somebody, by the way, I wanted to mention this, Kurt. Somebody had gone into a public library. The gentleman emailed me. Gone into a public library to do some research. He went to click on the 9/11 blog, and it came up on the screen, this has been erased. It is hate speech. He went after the library. He said, I expected to get thrown out of the library. He said, but I got a meeting. I hope he does a follow-up email to me. But he was supposed to have a meeting with the library, the head librarian, or whatever they call him there. But, yeah, in public libraries, ladies and gentlemen, the Internet has been a fantastic thing, Kurt, because this is where the free flow of information has skirted the control and the manipulation of the electronic and printed medias. I mean, it is there. Anybody, anywhere in the world can do a website, put their information on it, and it goes out and it's available to the entire world, unlike, you know, couching and caging this material in. If you want to hear news stories that you will not ever, ever hear on American news, go to BBC. Go to any other news agency around the world, and you start to get a flavor of what these people, these paid whores, and I, folks, I don't apologize for calling them paid whores, because with a streetwalker, with a corner whore, you know what you're getting.
They're basically stenographers is what they are.
It is true, Kurt. I mean, these people... They're controlled by the White House. They're controlled by the Pentagon. They're every bit of news has to be. We even caught the FBI in CNN redacting news stories as they came in.
I think at CNN it was the Pentagon that was in there.
It was also
micromanaging news reports.
It was also the FBI.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phones here. Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
When you refer to these journalists as whores, I think you're being pretty mean to whores.
Well, but like I said, you know, if you want to deal with a whore, at least you know what you're there for.
That's right.
And they tell you what the price is.
I've got a comment, but I also wanted to get my 2 cents in about Sean Vanity.
Oh.
You know, he has got to be the most disingenuous person. I mean, any time, you know, if a person's got an R behind their name, then according to him, he's as good as gold. That's how phony he is.
It's the most disgusting. They went out and got a pretty boy. I mean, they drugged this guy up from absolutely nothing, pumped a lot of money into him, put him on TV, put him on radio, the biggest radio station in New York. He's syndicated around America. And what I really feel bad about is the American people still believing that somehow that there's still conservatism connected with Republican.
John, from what I understand, he was a good caller into radio shows. And they groomed him into what he is today.
Well, you want to talk about a paid whore that's been pampered and well paid?
There you
have it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just disgusting. I mean, his bias and his attitude and the whole thing is just disgusting.
Well, and his disgust when they had the professor on from University of Wisconsin. I mean, he was not at all interested in anything to do with the truth or even exploring other ideas. O'Reilly.
He was name calling him.
Oh yeah, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, Kevin Barrett.
Yeah. You know that O'Reilly said he wouldn't mind if he was found floating in the Hudson or something like along those lines.
Yeah, well, that's right. He did.
Yeah,
these guys get away with is unbelievable.
My comment was this, though. Next time somebody calls you an anti-Semite, remind them that the Arabs were also descended from Abraham, who was a Semite, because he descended from Shem. That's where the term comes from. And, in fact, both the Jews and the Arabs are Hebrews, because Abraham was the first Hebrew. That's what he was first called. He was the first Hebrew.
And Alan, I gotta say this. What we got from Moses was the Ten Commandments. What the Jews got from Moses was a complete... He must have been one big orator, because they claim that the Talmudic law came from Moses. And there's like 18 volumes, I think, what, to the Talmud?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we got 10 little rules. They got a complete volume.
But how do these people make the claim that they are, quote, Jews? The only people that are Jews are descendants from the tribes of Judas and Benjamin.
Right.
The other 10 tribes that went north into Israel, they are Israelites, but they're not Jews.
Right.
Well, a large percentage of the Jews in Israel are Ashkenazi European Jews, and some people claim they're not even Jews, that they're
Kazakhs. Right. But none of them can prove it, because the records were destroyed in AD 70 when Jerusalem fell. So nobody can prove any of this stuff.
Right.
And let me ask you this. Who is the one group of people that is here in America trying to get hate laws passed to shut down free speech.
ADL.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for your call, Alan.
Good.
Appreciate it. Sean in Texas. Hello, Sean.
Hi.
Hi.
This may be a little off topic. It was in regard, I had a question in regard to a comment you made yesterday about taxes.
Yes.
You had said that you hadn't sent anything to the IRS in 15 years.
Right.
And I was, I've been doing some searching and research trying to find out more information about that sort of thing. And I'm wondering how somebody would go about taking that stand and doing that without getting thrown in jail. I mean,
well, they haven't come after me. There's been one simple reason why they haven't come after me. Out of those 15 years that I didn't pay federal income taxes, 14 of those years I've been on air. And what I think they're really afraid of, and I'm sure I've got a nice little file over there at the IRS, you know, red flag, get this guy. But they don't want to do that because they're between a rock and a hard place right now. There has been enough, and Freedom to Fascism initially started out, the movie that Aaron Russo did, initially started out to be just about the IRS. Then he looked at what he was doing, and he figured, no, wait a minute, no, there's more to this. There's more to this this deal. So he included the Federal Reserve. He did all of that. And what I have done is I have just ignored these people. If a letter from the IRS, this nice little letter, comes to me and says, "Hi, we'd like to update our records and please provide your information," go stick it in your ear. They're in a position right now that they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to go to a national sales tax, flat tax, whatever you want to call it. They're going to have to go to that because the IRS is now saying to people, you know, because people have been asking, show me the law that requires an individual to pay income tax on their income. They can't show you the law. So what they're now telling people is, well, it was Congress did it. And let me think of the exact phrase that they're telling people. Oh, gosh, I'll think of it here in a second. This is what happens to your mind after a long day in the network. I can't think of it, but basically what they're saying, that's what it was. It was a mandate of Congress. That's what the IRS is now telling people when they're asking, show me the law. They go, oh, no. It was a mandate from Congress. Well, I don't give a hoot and a holler what Congress mandates. It's got to be based in law. It's got to be constitutional. So I look, Sean, in the very near future to be a shift away from, because it's top heavy to begin with. You look at how many people work for the IRS. They eat up all this time and energy and chase all this paperwork and supposedly the bad guys. What they're going to have to do with this, because the gig is up, people recognize the sham that's been perpetrated on them now for almost 100 years, but stepped up increasingly after 1945. What's going to happen here, you're just going to see a flat tax roll in. That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Thanks. You know, I didn't go out there and rescind my Social Security number. Not yet. Because I'm not ready yet. You know, we need bank accounts here. There are ways that we are still plugged into that matrix that I do not like. I am not comfortable with. But I know enough about the law that I will not be screwed with. And come the time, I will rescind that Social Security number. I'll get rid of that damn driver's license. I will disconnect myself from the United States government in any which way that I can. But I have not done it yet. So I just want to let people know that, look, you know, if you want to fund your own destruction, there's been cases after cases. I just read one the other day on the IRS that you can take these people to jail. I mean, you can get them in jail. Well, that's not going to happen, but you can prefer charges against them. You can fight back because a company, a corporation, cannot make you give a Social Security number. I mean, start researching this stuff out. They have made every business in this country a tax collector for the United States government. And it is a scam. It is a sham. Go watch the movie tonight, folks. It's playing in selected theaters around the country. Go watch Freedom to Fascism. Go see the movie.
Jefferson's rolling over in his grave.
Oh, he's spinning at about 1,000 RPM. Are you kidding? Rolling over? My God. Fred in Florida, you're on with Kurt Nimmo.
John, thanks for getting me on, buddy, before the end of the show here.
Not a problem.
Hey, just for your young friend there, just do some homework, realize that you're a slave, And you see, nobody ever asked the real important question in that thing. Who owns your labor? See, that's the question. Who owns your labor? Because if you don't own your labor, you're a slave. And I don't care what else they color it.
That's a good way to put it, my friend.
Okay, either you own your body or somebody else owns your body. And if you don't own your body or your labor and somebody else owns it, then you're a slave just asking them black people.
Fred, you know what really grinds me to no end, and it happens every year. All these local TV newscasts, you know, that they're supposed to be in touch with the community and they're there for you, you know, on your side and investigative reports, without fail. Every single stinking year, they'll come out around April 15th, tell you the horrors of not paying your fair share to the IRS, that there are penalties if you do not comply. Every stinking year, they do the same thing, and it just galls me to no end.
I really wanted to thank the IRS publicly because they're the ones that got me into all this and opened my eyes up. So,
however you get there, man.
Well, and as usual, they're their own worst enemies. I mean, come on, look at this. Like Israel, look at the enemies they make.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, with Israel, that's what it's supposed to do if you go back and read Herzl's writings. They want it to provoke this kind of reaction because that's the boogeyman they get to scare all the poor rich Jews to give them their money for.
Well, and you know what really fascinates me about this, Fred? I keep hearing the Holocaust machine rolling on. I mean, they've milked this thing, you know, since...
Because the cow would be dead.
Well, since the 40s. I'm telling you, it'd be
dead. How many Holocaust survivors are actually alive right now?
Well, and...
12 million.
12 million? I'm sorry. I thought 6 million died.
They multiply in death.
I don't mean to laugh here. It's not funny. But it is because they've turned this into an industry. It's not a cottage industry. This is worldwide.
You have to laugh about how it is presented and how the normal people react to it. It is so totally absurd.
You know, I'd had many conversations in years past with Jews and good Jews. I mean, there's good Catholics and bad Catholics,
sure.
Good Jews, bad Jews. There's good people, bad people. And over the years, I have spoken to a lot of people, and they have warned me. And they were Jewish. They said, well, look, John, we know what you're saying, but you know what? They're going to try to crucify you. And I said, well, geez, why is that? Well, you're just a little Christian white guy, and they're just really going to come after you. And I said, well, geez, you wouldn't want to see that happen. Well, no, of course we wouldn't, because we know you're right. I said, okay, then rather than sacrificing me on the altar of truth, why don't you people clean out your own damned house?
Yeah, that's the problem right there, is they won't clean their own house. It's the same problem with these damn Mexicans, pardon my French. They want to come up here, they won't go down there and clean their own house.
That's exactly,
you know,
right.
And as a matter of fact, listen, it hit me today. Isn't this migration, it's not an immigration, it's a migration. Isn't this migration coming up here trying to steal land exactly like that one on the other side of the globe over there?
It's Kurt, I was thinking about this. Thanks for your call, Fred. I appreciate it.
I wasn't finished yet.
Oh, go.
I got two things to read, and I'll get out of here.
Okay.
This comes from Israel Shahak's book, Israel, Jewish History, Jewish Religion. This is the foreword by Gore Vidal to answer that lady that called earlier about Israel. Sometime in the late 1950s, that world-class gossip and occasional historian John F. Kennedy, he was his brother-in-law, if you remember, told me how in 1948, Harry S. Truman had been pretty much abandoned by everyone when he came to run for president. Then an American Zionist brought him $2 million in cash in a suitcase aboard his whistle-stop campaign train. That's why our recognition of Israel was rushed through so fast. Now, I ask the audience, do you remember the historic picture of the Chicago Tribune, I believe, Dewey defeats Truman?
Yes, I remember that.
This is why Dewey did not defeat Truman. At the last minute, they slipped him $2 million in cash. Okay? So that's one. Here's a couple of quotes, and I'll get off. We must expel Arabs and take their places, David Ben-Gurion. We must use terror, assassination, intimidation, land confiscation, and the cutting of all social services to rid the Galilee of its Arab population, David Ben-Gurion to his general staff. There has been anti-Semitism, the Nazis, Hitler, Auschwitz. Was it all their fault? They see but one thing. We have come and we have stolen their country. Why would they accept that?
that just quote after quote, and those are at, since you're giving out websites today, Mona Baker, MonaBaker.com/quotes.htm. There's some great ones on there. Tell them, John.
All right.
Tell them.
You know, most of these Ben-Gurion quotes wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the fact that Moshe Sherrod's diary was published. You know, in the last 10 years, a lot of this stuff has come out, but you don't see Moshe Sherrod's book in Borders Books. It's not there. It's on the Internet.
You know, Kurt, I was thinking during the break here, I'm sorry, we were going to take a break. Last break, I was thinking about this, and I wanted to mention it. But at any rate, boy, you can tell it's a Friday today. I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, you know, they claim that there were 6 million Jews that were killed by Nazis' Holocaust machine, the death camps. We have people sitting in prison right now because they have challenged that. And we can document that is a lie. But the thought struck me, there are 6 million people living in Israel right now. If I were a sane man, I would be thinking, wait a minute. I have come out and I have said that if you are not Jewish, then you're goyim, you're cattle, you're less than dirt on my feet. There are 6 million of you sitting in Israel right now, and there's 1.5 billion Muslims worldwide. Let's do a little math here. If they do a pilgrimage, the Islamics do a pilgrimage back to the Middle East, and they all decided to pick up a small handgun, and all of them march into Israel, they're going to be inviting their own Holocaust. They're going to make that history they claim is true come true.
That's right. That's right. But you see, the Israelis have counted on for the last 50 years the indecisiveness and the corruption of these small or these Arab regimes, you know, in Egypt. And John?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my phone's beeping at me.
That's okay. I can't hear it.
Yeah, okay. So that's basically what they do. The problem is if that happens, they'll just nuke them. It's crazy.
And this is why I said, Kurt, that I am not in favor of nuclear proliferation. But I will say this. If I've got a neighbor that's sitting there with a howitzer pointed at my head,
right,
and I've got a little .22 pistol revolver, what is that? These people over there have absolutely no defense against
right.
Israel. They have no defense against the United States. They
John,
have.
John, I hate to interrupt, but if the line drops, my best.
It just dropped. He almost got it out. The reason why it dropped. Okay, he'll call back. I'll tell you what. We got about 5 minutes left. Reconnect with Kurt Nimmo. By the way, his website gives me an opportunity to tell you what it is. Kurt, spelled with a K, K-U-R-T, Nimmo. NIMM.com, KurtNimmo.com. Let's go back to the phones. John in Texas. Hello, John.
Go ahead, John. Love your show, man.
Thank you.
It's just amazing listening to you guys, how much this information is so hard to find. You know, just yesterday I was talking to my mom, who's from France, and she's a liberal, and she couldn't believe that the Israelis blew up all those peacekeepers. And it really, you know, looked to her like it did. And I was trying to tell her about the liberty, and she just flat out didn't believe me. You know, thought I was lying. And, you know, I sent her websites and everything like that. But nobody, you know, this information is so hard to find. It's only on the fringes. And on a theme that you bring up a lot of times on how to get this out of the fringes and get this information more into the mainstream, get people more off the couches, I want to propose some idea that you may not agree with, but It's what strikes me is that I see the one place that I see a lot of this same kind of information, and more to the point, where I see a lot of action against Israel and against the GATT and against the NAFTA and so much of what the neocons are up to is actually on the far left, the anarchist left.
Yeah.
And what I'm interested is I mean, because it's like I listen to them sometimes, I listen to you guys, and I hear a lot of the same values coming out, and it's kind of ironic that you guys, the conservatives, spend all your time basically fighting neocons, and the anarchists are fighting Marxists and
Hold on here, John. Check your facts here. I think what has been hijacked here in this country on a political landscape is the Democrats were hijacked by the Marxists.
Oh, okay? I agree.
And,
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and the Republicans have been hijacked by the neocons, but here's the point, that this is why it's more important, and I agree with you. There, whether you call yourself a progressive or a liberal or a Democrat or whatever fancy little name you want to tag onto yourself to make yourself a political identifier tag, when we talk about issues, see, and this is what the American press is great at doing. You tune into any one of these tabloid shows, you might as well call them, on MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
What they always try to do is pit political against political. And I don't give a damn about the differences between the two. What I want to rediscover is what are our similarities.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I like to figure a way to bridge the gap, because I think what happens is some of these buzzwords, like the people, the hardcore people like that were in Seattle fighting against, you know, the G8, the real, like the anarchists. This is a very small number of people,
mm-hmm.
but they're totally believing liberty. I mean, these are people that, if you took away some of these words, like when you say socialist, they mean something totally different.
Right.
And when they hear, like I wrote an article in an anarchist paper about the militias, how the militias were really our friend, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that they're the true libertarian wing in the United States that you don't find in the left anymore.
No, we're the Hezbollah of the United States.
I mean, ultimately, both of these two fringes kind of believe in liberty. It would be really good if there was some kind of way that they could communicate.
It's going to happen, John, as soon as they start to realize. And I don't necessarily call myself a conservative, because I'm more along the lines of a constitutionalist. I am not a libertarian that's trying to capture the hearts and minds between and take the better values of both political ideologies. No, I am a strict, more or less, you could call me a strict constitutionalist.
Yeah, when I say libertarian, I mean in like the European sense.
I understand.
Small L,
yeah, I understand.
Like believing in freedom, you
right.
know, and I think that's ultimately... We're faced with, I mean, what in the long run, you know, whatever the economic model that we want to live under... is, you know, it's almost moot if these people take over, which is exactly what they're doing.
Right.
You know, and I'd like to see more people unify, getting mobilized out there, actually in the streets, trying to stop them, you know, and I think that...
Well, in the streets, you know, I think we should garner an important lesson here. You know, street sideshow stuff is fine. But what we need, John, in this country are the more level-headed people mapping out strategies. Street marching, yeah, it's good for a 6 o'clock news bite and a little 10-second film clip. That's fine. But most people figure that when they join a march or something, they're throwing their 2 cents in and they're going to move their agenda along. It really does not work. I mean, in some instances it has, but...
Well, it's all about getting the word out.
It is about people rediscovering where their birthright is and what that birthright means to be an American. John, we're out of time.
Okay, man.
Thanks for your call.
Bye.
I'd like to say bye to Kurt Nimmo. After spending 2 hours with a guy, I'd like to say goodbye, but I can't do it because we can't reconnect on his phone. His phone went kaflooey. And, of course, folks, that is just a coincidence, I am sure. We'll be back with you tomorrow, Monday, with another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you down at the theater tonight, folks. 8:05 showing of America, Freedom to Fascism. See you Monday.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.